This is the Simple 101 script written by Diamond Sarah Harnish. What are essential oils? We're going to start at the very beginning. They are the most powerful part of the plant. They're distilled from shrubs, flowers, trees, roots, bushes, fruit, rinds, resins, and herbs. Oils consist of over 100 different natural organic compounds. In humans, they provide support for every system in the body, your skeletal system, muscular system, circulatory system, endocrine system, and your hormones, respiratory system, and your immune system. They support brain health and a healthy weight. They're used extensively for spiritual support in your prayer life. They've been used for thousands of years as beauty aids and for emotional support. An oil in a diffuser can soothe a child's tough day at school and provide a calming effect when you've had a stressful day at work. Oils can be used as an alternative to cleaning chemicals in the home. You can literally start swapping out every single chemical in your house to live a purer lifestyle, and you can do it without breaking the bank. There are about 300 oils on the earth, but you only need 10 to 20 of them to build a really good kit. You don't need to be an aromatherapist to know how to use them. In most cases, just rub it topically onto the skin. There are three main ways to get oils into your system. The English apply it topically, rubbing it on the skin. The French ingest and cook with it, and the Germans diffuse and inhale it, which is the most effective method because it doesn't have to pass through the digestive system. So how do they enter, and how long do they last? Well, tests have shown that oils hit the heart, liver, and thyroid in 3 seconds when inhaled, and they were found in the bloodstream in 26 seconds when applied topically. Expulsion of essential oils takes 3 to 6 hours in a normal, healthy body. Let's hit some essential oils history. They were first mentioned by name in the biblical book of Genesis, chapter 37, when Joseph was sold to the slave traders. They carried spicery, balm, and myrrh. Genesis ends with the burial of Joseph's father, anointed with myrrh. There are over 1,100 direct and indirect mentions of essential oils in Scripture. Some of the oldest cultures on the earth used essential oils. The Babylonians placed orders for cedarwood, myrrh, and cypress. The Egyptians used essential oils for beauty and embalming, and they have the oldest recorded deodorant recipe made with essential oils. Pakistan and Rome used essential oils in the communal bathhouses. They were even used by Christ. Jesus was given gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Frankincense is sometimes referred to as the coconut oil of essential oils because it has over 10,000 uses. Essential oils were used by the medieval Europeans, many of whom brought oils back during the Crusades. It was only after World War II when essential oils were rediscovered, and the science on their uses grows with every single year. Do essential oils work? I've used essential oils for 6 years. Lavender smelled nice in my bath, but it never had any significant effect on my body. I was buying my lavender for $4 a bottle online and at farmers markets or at bulk food stores. In the United States, there is no rating system for essential oils. It would be wonderful if there were, because then you would know what you're buying. If you could walk into a grocery store and look at a box of cereal, you'd see nutrition facts on the side. There are no nutrition facts on the side of oils. That means you just have to trust the source. You have to know that the company that you are purchasing from has integrity. What sets Young Living aside? Seed to Seal. It's our promise of purity. You can learn more about Seed to Seal at seedtoseal.com. All of our oil is shipped from around the world to Spanish Fork, Utah, where it's run through vigorous 8-point testing to ensure purity. Those tests are run in triplicate at the farm, at Spanish Fork, and then a third time before bottling. It's why Young Living has never had a recalled essential oil in 23 years of business. You can trust the integrity. Seed to Seal is based on three pillars: sourcing, science, and standards. Young Living's oils are tested by scientists with over 180 years of combined lab experience. They also do third-party testing with 2 accredited, respected, independent labs. Young Living is a global leader in essential oils with over $1.5 billion in sales annually. Those that use the oils keep coming back. There are 3,000 global employees, 600 life-changing products, 16 corporate and partner farms, and more than 20 international markets, 50 highly trained scientists, 12 independent partner labs, and 4 million global members. What does that mean? The testing is thorough and exact. It's why I don't buy from a mom and pop oil shop, because they don't have the team to do the testing that's needed to stay on top of hundreds of oils and blends. Why can't you just buy oils at the grocery store? Purity. You get what you pay for. I have seen bottles of frankincense for $7 at the grocery store, but it costs more than that just to distill. It's a red flag that the oil has been adulterated. All of the oils in the world fall into 4 categories: authentic, manipulated, perfume, or synthetic. Authentic means that the oils are 100% pure, with no added synthetics and no other species in the bottle. Those are young living single oils. Manipulated means the final product has been made to smell more pleasing and less earthy. Some of the heavier molecules have been stripped out or other species introduced to enhance the aroma. Perfume oils are not pure. They're mixed with synthetics to enhance the aroma. These oils have no therapeutic action. Frequently, solvents are used to extract the plant. And synthetic oils are not true oils at all. They smell nothing like the original plant, and they're typically labeled as scented products. These are synthetic. Authentic is the only true pure oil. Synthetic oils would be like opening your fridge, taking a glass of orange juice and diluting it 95% before you drank it, and diluting it with chemicals. It wouldn't have the same benefits of a full glass of only orange juice. That's why you want authentic oils. Before you purchase, check to see if the company grows their own plants, has seed to seal, and controls the entire process from the farm to the sealed bottle. Pesticides, pollution, previously farmed land, all of that can affect the quality of an oil. Why would you go the extra step of using an oil to get away from a chemical, only to use an oil laden with chemicals? It makes no sense. Young Living's seed to seal process is a promise of integrity. There are no pesticides used, no artificial fertilizers, no weed killers. Their plants are harvested at their peak, then they're put through a vigorous testing process, then they go from the farm directly to your home. Seed to seal is not a slogan, it's a promise. Why do some oil companies sell oil more cheaply? Most essential oils are sold more cheaply because companies cut corners to save money. If you spray your crop with pesticides, you have more crop to distill. If you use a chemical solvent to extract the oil, you pull more out. If you dilute it with a cheaper oil or a carrier oil, you stretch the oil that you've distilled, and you can more easily sell it cheaply. How oils are made. It takes a great deal of work to produce just a tiny amount of essential oils. 60,000 rose blossoms provide only 1 ounce of rose oil. Lavender is abundant. 220 pounds will provide 7 pounds of oil. Jasmine flowers must be picked by hand before the sun becomes hot on the very first day they open, thus making it one of the most expensive oils in the world. It takes 8 million hand-picked blossoms to produce 2.2 pounds of oil. A sandalwood tree has to be 30 years old and 30 feet high before it can be cut down for distillation. Gary Young sandalwood trees have to be 90% dead before they're even harvested. But a little goes a long way. Most oils are $10 to $30 a bottle. Depending on oil thickness or viscosity, a 5 mL bottle contains 90 to 100 drops, and a 15 mL bottle contains 200 to 240 drops. Each application is 1 to 3 drops, meaning even a small bottle will get you 45 to 90 applications. Thieves Cleaner is made of plants only and oils, and it costs about $1.50 a bottle to make. You can't even get that at the organic section at the grocery store. Thieves Cleaner replaces a multi-purpose cleaner, a glass cleaner, and a floor cleaner, and the organic versions of those can run you $4 to $6 a bottle. Are they safe? There are certain oils that are photosensitive, meaning you don't want to wear them and go outside. Those are mostly citrus oils like grapefruit and lemon. When using oil on your skin, always watch for redness and dilute with a carrier oil. Dilute oils on children because their skin is more permeable and it absorbs the oils more quickly. What's a carrier oil? Well, it's a fatty oil like olive oil or coconut oil, and its molecules are much larger than those of essential oils. Using a carrier oil with an essential oil slows down down the rate that the body can absorb an essential oil because it has to ping pong through the large molecules of the carrier oil to get onto your skin. Some oils like cinnamon or oregano are rather strong, so you may not want to diffuse them. Be wary of putting the oils topically near your eyes. Some oils like peppermint can cause a burning sensation. If you're putting an oil near your eye, apply the oil to a Q-tip instead of tipping the bottle toward your face. You can become desensitized to an oil if you use the same one day after day, so I rotate my oils out every 3 or 4 days. Now, what about internal use of essential oils? NAHA, which is one of the top aromatherapy schools in the United States, does not advocate essential oils for internal use. Why? Well, most companies don't carry gross oils. Gross are known as generally regarded as safe. Many argue that internal essential oil use is unsafe, and I would agree in some circumstances. You need to make sure that you're checking the labels first. Young Living Vitality oils are approved for internal use, just like a food additive. You've been consuming essential oils internally for most of your life, when you chew gum or when you put oregano in your pasta. To check out the validity of gross oils for yourself, you can go directly to the primary source on the FDA website, and we've got a link to this on our website as well. It's www.accessdata.fda.gov/scripts. And there's a section there that gives a script of all of the gross oils that are legally allowed. So it is approved. NAHA also bases a lot of their decisions on the British model, which advocates topical use only. Many of the British studies are flawed. For example, done at extremely high doses or in ways that the oils aren't used, like pouring a bottle inside the body. Young Living utilizes all three methods, the British method, the French method with our Vitality line, and the German method. The French have been safely using essential oils internally for decades. Young Living's Vitality line has distinctive white labels, so you can easily recognize which oils are safe for you to take internally. On the flip side, look at the ingredients of what you have in your bathroom and your kitchen right now. Every day, we put products on our skin, in our body, we breathe them in, but many of these products contain damaging chemicals. The average woman applies over 300 chemicals every single day to her body, just through four things: soap, makeup, shampoo, and hair care. 80 of those products are applied before breakfast. When you use Young Living essential oils, you're using a product with one ingredient, like lemon or oregano or tangerine. No synthetic additives and no yuck. Is all of this a little bit overwhelming? Let me tell you how I started my oils journey with the Young Living Starter Kit. It's the only item on the Young Living website that is half off. And if you're a frugal mama like me, this is the best bang for your buck. It comes with 12 bottles of oil and a diffuser, a sample of Thieves Cleaner and Thieves Hand Sanitizer, and 2 packets of Ningxia. So this is the point where I'd pass around the starter kit with the diffuser and open the bottles and smell them. If you're listening to this as a textable class, contact the person that sent it to you and go smell their kit. I know it sounds like a weird thing, but the oils will capture your heart when you get them in your nose. What comes in that starter kit? Well, first, frankincense. It's one of the top skin oils. It helps smooth the appearance of skin. It's a key ingredient in Young Living's Brain Power essential oil blend. You can diffuse it during prayer time to help with grounding and with purpose. Lavender is the oil of relaxation. Diffuse for a calming, soothing aroma. Unwind by adding a few drops to a nighttime bath. It's one of the top oils to support healthy skin and called the Swiss Army knife of essential oils because of its many uses. Peppermint Vitality supports gastrointestinal comfort and promotes healthy bowel function and enhanced healthy gut function. It helps maintain the efficiency of the digestive tract, and it may support performance during exercise. Citrus Fresh Vitality. You can diffuse that to freshen the air. This blend is a mix of orange, tangerine, grapefruit, lemon, and mandarin oils. It's a replacement for chemical-based home fragrances. You can spritz it in rooms and closets and over linens, dilute with V6 carrier, and use as a perfume. It also helps to tone and smooth the appearance of skin. Thieves Vitality helps support a healthy respiratory system and helps to maintain overall wellness when taken as a dietary supplement. You can add a drop of this to hot drinks for a spicy zing. Peace and Calming is one of my favorite kid oils, although I have been known to sneak a few drops onto my hand and enjoy it as well. I use it to bring peace to the chaos in my head. It's different than Stress Away in that Stress Away is for long, prolonged use during the day, and specifically for that sort of fight or flight stress that comes on fast. Peace and Calming is more for the evening to slow your mind down. Peace and Calming contains ylang ylang, orange, tangerine, patchouli, and blue tansy. Stress Away promotes wellness and may be an important part of a daily health regimen. It's one of the top emotion oils blends. I use Stress Away before the onslaught of a heavier day. This oil contains lime, copaiba, and vanilla, and it's like a massage for the senses. It is so soothing and calming. Lemon Vitality, its citrus flavor enhances the taste of food and water. It's a key ingredient in Thieves and Ningxia Red, and it may help support the immune system. Panaway, you can apply that after exercise to soothe muscles. It has a stimulating aroma. Apply it to your back and your neck for a soothing aromatic experience. It supports the appearance of healthy skin coloration. Digize Vitality is a top oil blend for supporting the digestive system. You can add 2 drops, along with a drop of peppermint, to water for a stimulating beverage. Take in a veggie capsule internally. Use it with Essential Zyme at every single meal to support a wellness regimen. Raven is a cleansing blend of Raven Sera, peppermint, eucalyptus radiata, and other essential oils. Raven creates a cooling sensation when applied topically to the chest and the throat. You can diffuse it up to 3 times for a soothing aroma. Valor contains black spruce, blue tansy, camphorwood, geranium, and frankincense. The Valor blend was used by the ancient Romans in the bathhouses before they sent their soldiers into battle. Its smooth, relaxing scent is designed for courage and bravery. As I said a moment ago, that kit now comes with 12 bottles of oil and a diffuser, 2 packets of Ningxia, a packet of Thieves Cleaner, 2 Aromaglide roll-on caps that turn your bottles into instant roll-ons, and a Thieves hand sanitizer, all for $165. How do you get all these amazing oils in your hand? Simply go to youngliving.com, click on Become a Member, and use the number of the person who told you about oils as the enroller and the sponsor. It is that simple. Welcome to the world of essential oils. If you want to continue to learn more, go to oilabilityteam.com, click on share, and there's another free class there called Toxin Free Life that's going to train you on the Thieves line. My name is Sarah Harnish. I'm a Young Living Diamond. I'm the author of this script, a certified aromatherapist, and I hope that you've enjoyed just a few minutes of oils education. Young Living is the best decision I've ever made for the wellness of my family. I hope that you jump in and grab a starter kit and join the family.